you're the only you there is. That means you have no competition. So stop trying to compare your gift with somebody else's gift. If God wanted them, he'd have chose them. He wants you, and he chose you.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers entitled, Now Open. This is part one from that series entitled, Chosen Vessels. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
God created everything with an intended purpose inside of it. And while it contains the purpose and the potential, the thing I want to zoom in on this morning is when it's created, it still has to endure the process of maturing to usefulness. In the process of making a vessel, you don't get to choose how you will be tested. You don't get to choose what you're going to be. You don't get to choose who you will lose in your life. But I can assure you, Ecclesiastes reminds us of the process when he says that God makes everything beautiful in its time. That word beautiful there means mature. God matures everything in its perfect timing. The rose, as it begins to open up, comes to a place where it can now be enjoyed. It was a bud. It was in the plant. It was in the seed. But in the process of time, God grew it and allowed that rose to bloom and to blossom, to give a beautiful fragrance and something to be matured. And you can know that when you get to that place, you're now moving into a different location of maturity, a different atmosphere of maturity. You're coming to your own. You're coming to a place where you can be a blessing to others instead of just drinking it for yourself. Isaiah 43 and 7 says, everyone, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. He assures us that it is God who has made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are God's choice created beings, far above the animal kingdom, even above the angels that God allows to sing holy, holy. Humankind, mankind, every person sitting in this building was created in so much uniqueness that in studying last night, I found out that everybody has an individual tongue print. Everybody has an individual earlobe. It is said that's how they identified Adolf Hitler, because his body was burned, but they saw the ear, and was so unique that they knew it was him. You have an individual fingerprint that is exclusively to you. God has created you so much as an individual and with an individual purpose that nobody else on this people planet can do what God has assigned you to do. And I'm going to tell you, one of the greatest griefs and anguishes of my heart is to see this sad thing happen, that God, who has placed purpose and individuality into every individual, many times the potential of God inside of a person is not used for what God intended it to be. And thus the marriage goes down and the person goes down and they get distracted by all kinds of things. I was in CVS and we're going to partner with them in just a few days to be able to bring this to this congregation. The lady behind the stand recognized the shirt I was wearing and she knew the church here, and she said, listen, I want to be able to partner with you because the drug addiction and the epidemic of drugs here in this county and the abuse of even prescription drugs is so paramount that we're helping get the word out about what drugs do when people take prescription drugs and the effect that it has on their body. How many people's potential have been undermined, stolen, taken away by the enemy, the adversary of their life, Satan, or some drug dealer or pusher who put a free one in their hand only to see them crumble into nothingness because of everything that God had created them to be now has been stolen by some outside force. I want you to know, ladies and and gentlemen, God has designed you to such a degree that if you will obey the Lord and follow after Him, you will see the hand of God in your life and the potential of God in your life, and it will affect others around you, and that's what people are waiting on inside of your life. The book of Isaiah 64 explains it even more clear in verse 8. He said, "We are the clay. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are the work of your hands." And if you don't believe you are created from the dust of the earth, this is another little tidbit I found studying for a message in the future, is that all that stuff you call dust in your house overwhelmingly is your dead sin scale, your dead skin cells floating around in the room, landing on everything. You'll be glad to know that. That was a powerful bit of information there. You may not understand what I just said, but let me explain it to you like this. God formed you from the dust of the earth, and to dust you will return. You're already doing it. They tell me over a 4-week period of time that you'll shed all of your outer skin and redo your body even. We are forever dying. It's the reason why you put antiperspirant on this morning, to kill that old dead sin off of you. And speaking from the person sitting next to you, they are glad you did. Thank you very much. You even have some Odie toilet and stuff like that that you sprayed on. At least I hope you did. Why? Because we are forever going in that direction. And so I just want to say to you, you cannot waste not one more second of your life not doing what God has called you and designed you to do. You're the formation of God's own hand. God is the master potter. We are the clay. The potter designs the clay, the vessel, according to his purposes. He chooses the shape. Come on, somebody. You can work on it, but he chooses the shape. He chooses the size. He chooses the color. He chooses the plan. He's the master potter. And he says to the clay what you will be and what you won't be. We try everything we possibly can to be able to get around that. So in comes Botox. Injections of all kinds of stuff that you have no idea what they're injecting in your head. Come on, somebody. We pluck it up, tuck it up, strap it up. Everything we can to try to go back to that real nice 19-year-old. I just want to say to all you 19 and unders, y'all just better enjoy all that tight skin for as long as you possibly can. One day, one day, my dear friend, everything that is up is going to come down. Everything tight will begin to be loose. One day you could ride a roller coaster and it didn't affect you. Now, you say, "I think I'll just ride the park bench." That's Rita and I, that's our favorite ride at Six Flags, a park bench. We are the clay. We are the clay. Say that with me. We are the clay. He's the potter. Listen to Romans chapter 9. "But who are you, oh man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, 'Why did you make me like this?' Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use?" It's up to God what he makes you. But I don't know how you feel about it. I feel this way. I'm just glad that he put his hands on me. At one point, I was nothing, but when the master potter put his hands on me, it changed everything. Have I got any witnesses in the house? I'm talking about at one point I was like this, good for nothing, left out in the field, but one day God came and scooped me out of the nothingness. The Bible said he took me out of the miry clay and he set me on the wheel. Now my life may be spinning right now, but rest assured, God's foot is on the bottom of the wheel and his hands are upon you, and as long as I'm in the master potter's hands, everything is going to be all right. My life is not running in chaos. It's not just running down the road thinking somehow that the devil has stolen the wheel out of the hands of God and is driving my soul to hell. I want you to know I may not be what I'm going to be, but I'm certainly not what I was, and it's all because of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Say amen, somebody. Here's what I want you to know this morning. Here's this message from there. If you've been in our Wednesday night lessons, you've been hearing the series on the Apostle Paul, I would encourage you to be here on Wednesday night because you get stuff like this. In Acts chapter 9, verse 15, the Bible says that God began to speak to a man called Ananias, and Ananias said, I don't think I need to go over there. The last report I got, this guy, Paul, who is Saul, is straight from the tribe of ISIS. He's killing Christians, and I don't know, God, did I hear you right? You want me to go over there and lay hands on this guy who is a murderer to Christians, and you want me to put my hands on him and pray the prayer of faith? I'm not feeling this, Jesus. You want me to pray the prayer of faith to open up his eyes? Personally, God, I'd rather he stay blind so he can't see me to kill me. And God said, don't you fear to go over there and do that. And this is what the word of God says. He said, but the Lord said unto him, Ananias, go thy way. Do what I told you to do. Because Saul, who will be Paul, is a chosen vessel. If you don't get anything else out of this message, you need to know when everybody else rejected you, when everybody else threw you aside and said you'll never amount to anything, when everything fell loose and you said, I don't know that I can amount to anything, God in his sovereignty said, I have chosen you. I don't know how that makes you feel, but I can tell you, as a small boy growing up, I didn't want to be the last one standing in line when they picked out how many was going to be on this team and who was going to be on this team, especially if you weren't a good player like me. I'll just admit it. When you weren't a good player like me, when my father had to sit in the bleachers and look out there at the baseball game and hear the sounds of people sitting up there saying, there's that blonde-haired kid again. He can't hit. It was that day I knew, do not try out for the MLB. I haven't chosen you to be in the MLB. And some folks have said, well, why didn't your mom and dad let you have the florist business? They sold it and went down the road. It's because I was not meant to be in the florist business. Well, what about when you were selling those crackers in the Lance truck and all that kind of stuff? Because that was only temporary. Well, what about when you were a firefighter? Well, that was only temporary. Everything he was doing was a process to get me to stand in front of you this morning and tell you, if the world rejects you, God still chooses you. Look at your neighbor and tell him I'm chosen. Tell him I'm chosen right out loud. Just touch two or three people and tell them I'm chosen. Yeah, I'm chosen. You may not have chosen me to be in the club. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you don't have to pay your dues in order to get into this country club? I got news for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a club. This is not some organization like the Lions or the Kiwanis. This is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God said, I got my eye on you. And no matter what you've done and where you've been, I'm still choosing you to be mine. Ooh, just hit yourself in the chest and say, I'm chosen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been chosen. You've been chosen. Hey, look around this room just a little bit and see if you see another you. If you don't see another you, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You're the only you there is. Furthermore, you have that, but what does that mean? That means you have no competition. So stop trying to compare your gift with somebody else's gift. If God wanted them, he'd have chose them. He wants you, and he chose you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.